But here, we've already looked at this word, saved, and we're looking in it and taking a letter at a time, if you haven't been here. And our letter today is the letter E. Now, a whole lot of people think they know it, but well, this is one of the easy ones, you probably did. And I'm probably more predictable than that anyway. Okay, so here's a wee recap. On the first letter was S, and that was for Saviour. Remember, we looked at the world, and the world's greatest need is the need of a Saviour. That's the world's greatest need. And then we found out that when we become a Christian, when we are saved, we are accepted into the family of God. And then last week, we looked at one, and this is one that we'll really have to work on. Sometimes, and the pastor already has made mention of it, sometimes we have big victories, sometimes little small victories. And I hope we're working really hard on using our sword, the word of God, to have the victory over the devil. Now, I brought something with me this morning, and that's not going to poke anybody or slice anybody in half. It's going to be something nice. The pastor thought it was for him, but it's not. I've brought along this. Who can tell me what this is? Some of the mums and dads. Who can tell me? Mike. Gift. Isn't it? It's a gift. We'll see. Something in there. But we'll maybe see in a minute or two what that is. You know, that reminds me of a story in the Bible, boys and girls. It reminds me of a story about a man. He was a very religious man. In fact, the Bible tells us he was a Pharisee. He was a ruler of the Jews. And one night he came to the Lord Jesus because he wanted to ask the Lord Jesus some questions. And that's a very good thing. But he came along and he asked this question. How can you do all these miracles except God be with you? That was a very good question to ask, wasn't it? How can you do all these miracles? Maybe he had seen miracles. He had certainly heard about the Lord Jesus and the miracles that he had done. But how can you do these except God is with you? And the Lord Jesus said something very, very strange to him. In fact, Nicodemus really didn't understand it at all. The Lord Jesus said to him this. Are you listening, boys and girls? He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You know, that really confused Nicodemus because he wondered, how can a man be born again? In fact, young people, he asked the Lord Jesus, listen, is it possible for a man to become a little baby again and be born again? But that's not what the Lord Jesus was talking about. The Lord Jesus said to him, Nicodemus, you must be born again, born of the Spirit. Nicodemus, in our language, you must be saved. And that's what the Lord Jesus was telling Nicodemus that night. He must be saved. And if you're not saved, Nicodemus, you will never ever get to see the kingdom of God. Boys and girls, I want to put it very simply. This tells us if we are not saved, we will never ever see heaven. We will never get the opportunity, if we are not saved, to see the kingdom of God. And the word of God makes that very, very clear. But you see, Nicodemus didn't really understand it. He was still having problems with it. But then the Lord Jesus done something that he was so good at. He used an illustration that Nicodemus would have knew all about. You see, he knew all about Moses and the Old Testament prophets. He knew all about them because he would have been very clever and very religious man that he was. And he says, do you know, Nicodemus? Do you remember how Moses was in the wilderness? And do you remember how the serpents were coming into the camp and biting the children of Israel? And they were dying. And Moses came to God, and God said, listen, make a serpent, put it on a pole, and all who are bitten, when they look at the serpent, they will live. And do you know what Nicodemus said to Lord Jesus? That's just like the Son of Man. Just like Moses had to lift up that serpent, and people had to look at that serpent and believe that they could live, just like that, the Son of Man must be lifted up. And he said something very special. And I want you to remember this morning. This is what he said. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but what? But have eternal life. Listen, young people. We must look to the Lord Jesus and what he did for us on the cross. We must look at what the work that was done for us. You know, I always like singing the hymns. And here's one of my favorites. We sang it the first week, but it's such a long hymn, we only had to sing a few verses. And this is what it says. This is my favorite verse, boys and girls. You listening? I sometimes think about his cross and shut my eyes and try to see the cruel nails, the crown of thorns, and Jesus crucified for me. Listen, young people, if we are to see heaven, we must be saved. Do you know, our word is very simple. There was no need for the adults to panic really last week. It's very, very easy. Do you know what our E stands for? E stands for eternal life. Do you know, boys and girls, that if we look to the cross, if we see that the Lord Jesus died for us on the cross, if we put our trust and believe that he was there for us, and we accept that work, we can have eternal life. Isn't that wonderful, young people? Isn't that wonderful, mums and dads, that we have such a precious thing as eternal life? Do you know, the Bible tells us about a gift. And do you know, if I could give anybody what was inside this box, I would, but I can't. And do you know what's in it? God's gift to us is eternal life. You know what Romans says, boys and girls? Romans tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Do you have this eternal life this morning, boys and girls? Do you have the life that will never end? Do you know, I hope this morning you have this great gift from our Lord Jesus. When we are saved, we have many things, but one of the greatest is we have eternal life. Do you know this? The boys and girls up on SM Live keep me going because I can't spell very well. Well, it turns out that I can't count either, because the pastor asked me to do 4 weeks and I picked a word with 5 letters. Now, I can't figure out how that happened, but we'll figure it out some way. Listen, we'll take a wee break just for a week or so, and then we'll come back and find out what the letter D is, because it was the hardest to find. That'll really get the parents going, won't it? It was the hardest. But you know, boys and girls, the important thing this morning is, do we have this gift from God, the gift of eternal